Ladies and gentlemen, how you doing?
Hello guys, hello guys.
It's been a hell of a week, eh?
Yeah, eating the Rolex and ooh, I love.
My friend, this food is amazing. Inspirational for Marsha's kitchen.
Yeah.
And breakfast.
Breakfast is the most important meal, by the way, but...
If you don't take breakfast...
What do you take?
But I understand, it's January.
Okay, guys, but I'm not feeling January.
Some people there are feeling it. Me, January used to be my worst. February, actually, is the worst month. Not late yet. Number one, it's very short. Secondly, a lot is going on. This is when, actually, young girls got pregnant in February.
February.
Those October kids.
I'm an October kid. You too. Just shot us in the foot.
There you know. This one here was serious.
Looking for some January monies.
Yo. So last week was fun. We went to Legends. It was a nice game.
Went for the Pirates game. Woo! Pirates amazing. Strong. It was very fun. It was a struggle for me because I've played for Rhinos before, and I'm a very big Pirates supporter. So I was stuck between the crosshairs. But
I noticed many of them are coming to you.
Yeah.
Like, what up?
What up?
Which sides?
Which side are you? Which side? But I'm a Pirate, guys. I'm a Pirate. And Rhinos has good rugby, quite lovable rugby. They gave us a run for our money.
True.
It was tight. We thought we would win with very, very big margins. But that was not the case. Even then, Pirates won.
Then on Friday, what Kenjas?
Elevator Friday. But Elevator that was Friday. After Ndagara Chicken Experience.
You know?
Well, with our chef Shaban at the yard, and it went well. It was the first edition, and it was lovely.
Loved it. Many people turned up.
Mike Mungu came and serenaded us with some
nice performance,
very beautiful music. There was this chick. Remember the chick called Rolaida?
Rolaida.
Rolaida is very nice.
But she has a name like Florida.
Florida. Yeah, it was very eventful. Sunday, what did we do? Sunday, Arsenal beat us at.
You know, this is a very good thing, I should say. Arsenal beat Man U 3-2.
Long time
I'd say
coming.
This.
But you know, we had to let you guys win.
I told you this, guys. The day before, Saturday, I was at Chaddy or Legends?
Saturday,
I told everyone, I'm like, you guys, Arsenal is going to beat 3-2 in favor of Arsenal. Everyone was like, nah, wah. And the day reached, my man Johnny, you know you owe me a bottle.
Johnny, by the way, you owe Ivan a bottle because you made a bet and have to live up to it. Lannister always pays his debt.
Definitely.
But you guys, that evening at Icon wasn't the very best. You guys were in our faces. Duncan couldn't cover up his jersey. I don't know what's wrong with you guys. Very rowdy.
Once you're good, you're good.
small.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's give you the win.
This week we just started off small with Samka auditions on Kenji's. We had some nice vocalists.
Oh, God.
Amazing women.
Bandado, watch out for Bandado. Very, very talented musicians there, and you guys, I was blown away. Remember, we're about to leave, then because we'd had a very long day, and we thought, you know what, we need to go and rest. Just before we could set off, a lovely lady called Karunji, I think, sang and took us away. We just had to stay much longer, left very late, but it was worthwhile.
And yesterday, we had some karaoke at the yard. And then some DJ Boogie doing his thing.
Karaoke Junction featuring DJ Boogie. DJ Boogie.
See, guys, what's the plan this week?
What's the plan? Today is Wednesday. We have Sir Luda and friends. Sir Luda and friends. There is
Tupo site.
There is leg day at Meet Guy.
Today?
Yeah, Wednesday, bro. Wednesday.
I always go to Meet Guy on Tuesday. I don't know why. It has just got stuck to me like that. I'm a piano Tuesday thing.
Yeah. Tuesday thing. It's by DJ Hades.
I've never gone there any other day.
Very lovely place to be on a Tuesday.
Nah, let me be honest with you. Number one, Meet Guy should change his furniture, everything. If you're in Uganda, you go to Mitigai. We love Mitigai. It's a nice place.
I have this an experience. Hmm? You should do what? Speak.
Should grow up. Move on to another level. You've been working for now two sites. We've been following you. Now, you're not helping us by not updating and growing. Hmm? You're still having kiddos. You need to grow.
Mama, there's no problem. There's no harm in that. But take a furniture, Fazali. We don't have where to sit. The numbers are growing bigger. I think you should look into having bigger space. I do not know if it's somewhere else.
No, the space is kawa, but just the furniture, you know. The customer care, you know. First three, like these guys you order for a bag, it takes 2 hours. You're like, what?
Yeah, but other than that, Mitigai is a very lovely place. We do not subscribe to any other place that does the meat so well, apart from Chadondo. But guys, we can work on that furniture. We can work on that furniture, and things will be better. Well, what are we doing tomorrow?
Hey, tomorrow we have the yard.
We have the yard still.
Coming through with DJ Damze.
DJ Damze.
And me as MC Ivan
MC
hosting.
MC is the host. Yeah. I can't wait to see this one. It's going to be...
But definitely, man, it's just a vibe. Just
throwback vibes, you know. Good music.
Good music. You know, chill with people.
And offers on platters and beer. Mm-hmm. Offers on platters will run all night. But offers on beer, I think, run from 6 to 9. Buy 2, get 1 free.
Man.
So...
But Kampala is really good, man. I love the food. I love the women. But then you get to the women, you think about Shilagashumba and the guy. You're like, what is going on here in Uganda? Women, nowadays women are the ones driving everything.
Man, they wanted equality. We refused and we offered them equity. They're trying to, you know.
Nowadays they're on taking us on trips. You know,
but it's a lovely thing. Me, I wouldn't mind, honestly.
No, I wouldn't mind.
But the thing is that also as long as it comes with respect, I don't mind you doing your thing. You know, you have your money, you want to feel like you can do this and the other. Why not? I don't see why not. Shout out to Damze again, because I don't see why not. Yeah, so it's a beautiful thing for you guys to be empowered, to be doing the things you love to do.
Yeah.
Even better than men.
That's it.
But it should come with some respect, with, you know.
A little bit of respect.
I think there's a confusion there. When women get empowered as they've always tried to be, then they, most of them, I'll not stereotype, most of them then become a very big problem to the people.
No, just stay
them.
Humble.
Yeah,
no.
Just stay humble.
Stay humble.
Respect people. Because you've seen men who have money and are very disrespectful, and I don't think you like
that. And mind you, women are more than men, so... If you're not humble enough, the girl will run away and go somewhere else.
Just say. Many women, and for us, two per side.
And I'm single. Me, I'm really single.
I'm also single.
I don't know about you, my brother.
Me, I'm very single, man.
Very single.
Yeah.
On the streets already.
That's sad.
We should post this on Twitter and tell us. What do you think? Who should date Barasha next? Who should we get for Barasha?
Hey, Shaban just walked in and...
Yeah.
What's the topic?
The topic is life.
It's life right now. We're talking about the week, looking forward, what's coming, what has been happening, and what's on ground right now.
And we're telling them about Friday, Dagala Chicken Experience.
Amazing.
Had, how it went. It's very amazing. I think Shaban should have something to say for himself.
You know?
About Dagala Chicken Experience.
About Dagala Chicken Experience.
And having it go outdoors, having his baby project grow into something bigger. Yeah, Shaban, what do you have to say?
Oh, first off, it's midweek, Wednesday, right?
Yep.
Happy Wednesday, to the listeners and everyone else plugged in. You might be plugged in when you're not listening.
Right? You're not listening. Yeah, true.
So it's been really, it's been January, but we move, like they always say.
Yeah.
And the past few weeks have taught me something very important. Don't give up. And usually, this is a lesson that I believe everyone has come across. What? How do they say it? There's light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
I think I've experienced it a lot.
Mm.
And this January is not new, really. Mm. So about the project, Dagala Chicken Experience last weekend. Mm. It's Friday weekend.
Wednesdays when the weekend begins. We have one day to rest, I think Monday.
The rest are weekend.
Weekend.
So last Friday was really, really good. We launched Ndagala Chicken Experience outdoors at the yard, and it was amazing. People turned up, people appreciated the experience, new idea, and we are looking forward to having week two this Friday. You guys should show up and enjoy the experience. We don't want to enjoy all the good things alone.
Every Friday
at the yard.
Featuring Mike Mungu and Chef Shaban of Shaban's Kitchen.
And your host Kitchen. Baraka. Sorry, Barasha.
Barasha. Yeah.
Baraka. By the way, Barasha and Baraka. Barasha, you guys should
do
some project.
Very soon.
You guys should do a thing. Mm. Yeah, see you guys there.
So before you run away, Shaban, if you look at how far you've come, or let's say 1 year ago today, which is 25th of January 2022, and a year apart now, what do you have to say about last year and about how far you've gone into this year and how far you hope to go?
The past 365 days have been full of lessons, you know. I remember that time I was in a relationship.
We all were.
You're eating the label. Same thing, by the way.
January 25th, I think I had a girlfriend.
Me too.
But that time.
I like so things on very fast.
That changes the whole dynamic, you know? So, yeah, it was fun. That's the time we launched something called the rooftop. I remember.
Yeah, the rooftop.
We used to go to Sasi, have fun with friends, and yeah, it was good. But in respect to Shaba's Kitchen and Ndagala Chicken Experience, a lot of experience. Like when it comes to growth, I've gone through a lot, and I thank God that I've gone through them. It has just sharpened me to be better as a person, a chef, someone whose plans are to impact other people's lives in many ways. I've realized that...
So are you trying to say that you've stopped to look at it as simply what you love to do and something that will bring food, rather money to the house or food on the table? Are you trying to say you're now starting to do it to impact other people's lives and healthy eating and whatnot?
True. In fact, you see, at the beginning when you look at things, you look at you. There's this quote I came across by the late Kobe Bryant. The guy said, you are not that important, by the way. When you get out there to do things that you love, emotions make you feel you're very important, but you're not the target market.
Yeah.
The people that you love and other people are the ones who are the target market.
Mm.
That means you have to be disciplined to do the things you get out of the house to do. Now, I used to look at it as something that, of course, will put food on my table and something that I love to do, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But with time, I realized that it's actually bigger than that.
It's bigger than
that. The people who surround me are very inspired by how I live my life. I thank God that Shaba's Kitchen, healthy eating, and my fit lifestyle has contributed to very many people actually changing their lives. So I
think you should talk
tend
to
look
Ivan,
at...
Ivan.
Mm.
True. So I've changed my it has changed my perspective. I now look at it as something bigger than just myself.
Sure.
So it's about touching as many lives as possible and making sure if you think about good food, healthy food, fit lifestyle, you think about Shaba.
That's good. Yeah, and actually where the world is going right now, everybody's thinking about, you know, going healthy, eating well,
changing the lifestyle.
Mostly everyone in the office, actually, this was in Kigali, I was doing market research on like fast food, doing those things. So I realized most of these people who are at work, they want fruits, they want healthy. It's not that they don't have, they have the money to go to the restaurant and everything, but they feel like that piece of home kind of food, or normal, like organic food, that what they used to do back then.
Like Shaban was telling me, you see, the thing is, should I let you say it? Okay, let me remind you what you have to say then. So Shaban told me, see, the thing with home food is, you see, the same way you're cooking for people at home, you're going to buy the freshest vegetables, you're going to buy the nice oil, you're going to, you know, put some love into it, like home cooking, as though you'd be cooking for your family. But more or less of these people out there are going to use oil they used the previous day, stuff that is not as fresh, You get. So you could walk into nice aromas and whatnot, but it's not the healthiest meal.
True.
Which I think Shaban is trying to do so well. Cook the food with so much concern, with so much love.
And cooking is fun. It's cooking an is fun. It's on. You know, and when you prepare see, food.
For a chef like Shaban, for him to reuse oil, I think would hurt him. Or sell fruits that are not as fresh.
Yeah.
So that comes with... Yeah, healthy living.
Home cooked food is really something that people should embrace. When you talk about, for example, changing your life into being fitter, losing weight, trying to manage your weight.
Hey, by the way, congratulations to me, I've lost weight.
You have. yes, by the way, always celebrate your wins, however small or big
they are.
And that pushes you to be better.
My stomach, I can tuck in properly.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
So I was talking to you guys about
another thing.
Yes. So home cooked food actually is the hack. Yeah. You see, when you talk about healthy living, healthy eating, people think about, man, strict diet, what? I'm not going to eat my meat. I'm not going to eat my things. No. You actually have to think about it as eating home-cooked food, period.
Yeah.
Barasha explained it better. When you're cooking for yourself and your family, first of all, there's more than just the ingredients. First of all, you cook with love and concern. Remember, you're going to be one of the people going to eat that food, part of that meal. So you're going to make sure you bring the freshest of vegetables. If it's meat, probably white meat, or as in fish or chicken, the best, the oil, the best, vegetables is always the best. You find yourself preparing something very, very good. Then there's one thing that people ignore. It's actually not the real food. When you're eating with the people you love, it actually lowers, how should I put it? I'm not a doctor, but it helps you. I don't want to say it helps you lose weight, but there's a way. It enhances the calmness, your hormones, your feel-good hormones. Everything is on point. So you find that it's very difficult for you to be overweight. On top of eating good food, you indirectly watch your weight by eating only home-cooked food.
So, ladies and gentlemen, Shaban is on all social media platforms. Please follow him on Instagram.
Shaba's Kitchen. The Lean Chef.
Shaba the Lean Chef. Shaba_the Lean Chef on Instagram.
Twitter.
And Twitter. Then Shaba the Lean Chef TikTok.
And even on Snapchat. You
can on Snapchat. Shaba the Lean Chef.
DJ.
You must be listening
you
to
must
him.
Be listening to him.
All right, guys. I sign up.
All right. Thank you for coming through, Shaban. Yeah. He was very insightful. Yeah. We shall start from there next week. But
next
check
week.
Out Shaba's Kitchen on all platforms.
Secondly, and, also as follow us on follow all social media platforms. There's Barasha, you know his Twitter. This man is an influencer. Talk to him, he can help you, never know.
Yeah, and you can also reach out to MC.
Yeah.
Gabo Chris Ivan.
And also please also go listen to Beer Confessions, the
He's
podcast.
He's an investor, so you can as well reach out to him and get some money for
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Listen also to Beer Confession, the podcast.
Yeah,
I hosted with my man.
We're out of things to say. We shall see you next week. Please.